The new regulations establish coal ash landfill and surface impoundment requirements and were rolled out by Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy during a teleconference last month.
This is a gigantic step forward, and I am sure that our environmental constituents, as well as the utilities and the states, will appreciate that we are in a much more certain position today than we were yesterday, and frankly, we're making up for decades of uncertainty.
The new regulations cover landfill and impoundment location restrictions, structural integrity requirements, as well as environmental monitoring and contamination cleanup, but stop short of classifying coal ash as hazardous waste.
That would have been very bad for us.
That's Bucky Wright, president of Aurora Energy, which operates a coal-fired power plant in downtown Fairbanks. Wright says having to pay to dispose of coal ash would be much more expensive than what the company currently does with it.
Used as fill, usually a sub-base material for parking lots or driveways or under buildings. And so that's what's happening to ours now, and it has for quite some time, actually.
Six operating coal-fired power plants in the interior are estimated to produce about 100,000 tons of ash annually. And ash from a University of Alaska Fairbanks facility is also used as fill material. The disposal practice will continue to be allowed under the new EPA regulations, a disappointment to Pam Miller with Alaska Community Action on Toxics.
Coal ash contains highly concentrated levels of heavy metals and should not be used in fill or other types of projects. It should be disposed of as hazardous.
An Alaska Community Action on Toxics 2011 report on interior coal ash found it to contain higher than background levels of heavy metals and mercury. The report warns of the danger of breathing in coal ash dust and of ash leaching toxins into groundwater. But Department of Environmental Conservation Solid Waste Program Manager Doug Butine says state testing backs regulation of coal ash as inert material.
Because leaching tests on the ash continue to show that none of those metals leach out in any significant quantities.
Butine says state tests also show no detectable quantities of mercury leaching from coal ash. Three of the interior's coal-fired power plants are on military bases, where ash is disposed of in landfills that aren't covered by the new EPA rules. Coal ash from a Golden Valley Electric Association power plant in Healy goes back into the nearby Yucabelli coal mine. There's a new coal ash landfill on 80 acres in North Pole. Owner Jeff Day says he anticipated the EPA regulations and constructed the facility accordingly.
Designed it with a pit liner, collection basins, and monitoring wells.
Day says he planned the landfill to take coal ash from the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
But they've decided to put it on their own facility, so just waiting for a customer.
A UAF spokesperson says the university opted to continue using coal ash as fill to save the cost of tipping fees at Day's landfill, but Day is optimistic the facility will someday serve its purpose.
Whether it's enforced on a federal level, state level, or somebody will just become environmentally conscious enough to want to put this in a proper location.
The DEC's Butine says the state can develop its own coal ash regulations additional to those established by the federal government. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.